country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those windmill boys raised the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life.
Well, we're here, folks, and welcome you to the show.
I'd love to spit some beats and up in that dude's eye.
Hank Williams Jr., boy, what a great singer. You are tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon here on February 16th, 2017. And joining us tonight, I see George in Maryland is with us. George, thank you.
Good to be here, James.
And I don't see Paul Fromm yet. So no Paul Fromm yet, but we eagerly await your arrival out there in listener land at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And you can call in now. Lines are open. Let me bring my caller board up on my screen here. I'm coming to you from North Dakota, and John Statmiller and the Republic Broadcasting crew are always on their toes in Austin, Texas. I was talking with John earlier today, and he was telling me it's 80 degrees and the trees are green, and we're just starting. Things are just starting. You can hear drips coming off the roofs here in North Dakota now, starting to drip a little bit off the roofs. That's all we're getting. No green trees. So, but we love it up here. And I'll tell you what I love today. John was calling me earlier about the Donald Trump press conference given today with a very packed press corps, packed like sardines, their cameras clicking away, the press yammering away, trying to get the president's attention. And he stood up there for over an hour. I'll look at the numbers here in just a moment, but it was a bravura performance of taking on these nasty people I won't call them clowns anymore, George. You're right about that. These nasty people. And it was like, well, what do you say? It was one man against this herd of attackers, and he just took them down one by one, like a world chess champion doing that round robin chess where they take a room of 50 people or 100 people, and the world champion beats all 100 of them and doesn't spend more than 1 second on any of his moves.
It's known as a simultaneous exhibition.
Yeah, I mean, people can't believe it when they see it.
And James, some famous chess masters have conducted simultaneous blindfold and played 25 blindfold games at one time.
Oh my gosh.
So, well, that's how good Donald Trump is.
Yes, he is. That's exactly what it looked like to folks here today. And just whoever got up, they just got shot down. You could see, I'm telling you, it's already happening. I think we're going to start seeing wet spots in their pants. But they stand up like a little tentatively, like, do I really want to get out of this chair? Because this is not going to feel good, what he's going to do to me. And he clobbered them. I'll try to give you some highlights from this today. And it going forward in the future, I take it upon myself, it's my duty to give you, to compile these highlights for you every day, because they're wonderful, and they're not giving it to you in the news. For me, what the job is, if he's been on, there's an hour of Trump, I need to go through that full hour, pull out the 10 minutes that we can cram into our show, the highlights, and try to bring you something that's valuable to you and takes a consideration of your valuable time. So I give you the gems that the news media, you can, and he said this tonight, he said to the CNN guy, he said, look at your 10 p.m. show. He scared the hell out of these people because he's watching their shows. And he told them that. He said, I'm watching your shows, and I'm going to hold you accountable. He said to the CNN guy, look at your 10 p.m. show. This is one of the worst. It's nothing but a lineup. I looked at it. There's nothing but anti-Trump people lined up. What kind of news reporting is this? And they said, and I'll tell you how this press conference today is going to be reported. You're going to report that Donald Trump went into a tirade and he lost his cool with the press and so on. And I hope I can find this clip for you. He said, I'm having fun. What are you talking? You know, it's all backwards. It's all upside down. It's all inside out. It's all lies. And that's what these people are. They are professional, highly skilled. You're right about this, George. Highly skilled liars. That's exactly what they are. They are not journalists. They're the world's greatest liars.
Hey, James, I'm going to call to mind a circular put out some years ago by an organization that, we'll say it's near and dear to our heart, and it was called Who Rules America? Mm-hmm. There's no doubt who it is. So,
yeah.
All you listeners out there, go find yourself a copy of Who Rules America. It's by an organization that we really don't even like to say on the air. It's a damn good 5-page description. And it comes, I don't know, James, is that 20 years ago or so? But it's utterly applicable today. And I would imagine Mr. Trump has read that because, you know, like, it originates from the alt-right. It's a horrible fascist weasel. But everything in there is utterly correct. And at the time, it was kind of, you know, Ted Turner was still in charge of CNN. But it was, you know, it goes on and on and on, especially in there. It said, Ted Turner means nothing. He, you know, he's the major shareholder in CNN. But people 15 levels up the chain who live in Europe somewhere, and have, you know, old money going back 300 or 400 or 500 years. That's who runs the world. And
Donald Trump's doing something that even back then and anything we've ever seen has never been fully fleshed out. Donald Trump, and we saw it today in this press conference. I'll try to bring you some snapshots in a second here. But he's actually, this is swordplay. He is parrying with these guys live on TV right in front of us and taking them down. This has never been done. I mean, you know, we've done there, you know, in the past we've done research papers like, well, okay, the guy who really owns this company, you know, this conglomerate owns this, and so they have undue influence over this network. Okay, all right, we got that. But nobody's ever been in the, actually in power and faced them in open combat and caught them with their dirty tricks, caught them in the act. Not like, well, you know, you're owned by somebody, so you're corrupt. No, you lied about this. You said this yesterday, and it's a lie. And here's what he's doing. These folks can't take it. He's saying, I'm watching your shows, I'm going to give these press conferences, and I'm a genius. I remember, I recognize you, and I'm going to, you're going to stand up, and I'm going to dress you down. Now, let's listen just for a second here. I hope I tap into a right moment here. I'll do better in the future, and I'll have this all timed out for you so I won't fumble around. But let's listen for a moment. This is Donald Trump today. Here he goes.
The tone is such hatred. I watched this morning a couple of the networks, and I have to say, Fox and Friends in the morning, they're very honorable people. They're very, not because they're good, because they hit me also when I do something wrong, but they have the most honest morning show. That's all I can say. It's the most honest. But the tone, Jim, if you look, the hatred, the, I mean, sometimes somebody gets, well, you look at your show that goes on at 10 o'clock in the evening.
Here it comes.
You just take a look at that show. That is a constant hit. The panel is almost always exclusive anti-Trump. The good news is he doesn't have good ratings, but the panel is almost exclusive anti-Trump, and the hatred and venom coming from his mouth, the hatred coming from other people on your network. Now, I will say this. I watch it. I see it. I'm amazed by it. And I just think you'd be a lot better off. I honestly do. The public gets it, you know. Look, when I go to rallies, they turn around, they start screaming at CNN. They want to throw their placards at CNN, you know. I think you would do much better.
Now, folks, let me pause it right there. You're, you know, in these, you know, these reports we wrote years ago, you're one of these owners of CNN. So you're a bazillionaire, and you're sitting there drinking your cocktail as you're watching the news here tonight. Well, you've thrown your cocktail down. You told your girlfriend to get out of the room, and you're raging now. You're on two or three different phones simultaneously. Donald Trump is in front of the entire nation taking your network apart in detail. He's promoting a different network, Fox, which he says is preferable because they're more honest. Now, let's continue with it. This is new territory, folks. Here we go.
Better by being different. But you just take a look. Take a look at some of your shows in the morning and the evening. If a guest comes out and says something positive about me, it's brutal. Now, they'll take this news conference. I'm actually having a very good time, okay? But they'll take this news conference. Don't forget, that's the way I won. Remember, I used to give you a news conference every time I made a speech, which was like every day. Okay? No, that's how I won. I won with news conference and probably speeches. I certainly didn't win by people listening to you people, that's for sure. But I'm...
Now, get this, folks. Our argument in years past has been, well, these people own this network, so it's corrupt influence. Their interests are different from ours, so it's going to be corrupt and so on. Donald Trump is going to this new level. He's going to your report. He's saying, I think you're corrupt or you got the wrong owners. No, he's saying you're lying. Here's lie number one, lie number two, lie number three. In detail, I'm going to call you on your lies straight up. Wow, are these people in for a beating? Let's continue a little bit.
I'm having a good time. Tomorrow they will say, Donald Trump rants and raves at the press. I'm not ranting and raving. I'm just telling you, you know, you're dishonest people. But I'm not ranting and raving. I love this. I'm having a good time doing it. But tomorrow the headlines are going to be Donald Trump rants and raves. I'm not ranting at all. Go ahead.
Just one more follow-up.
Should I let him have a little bit more? What do you think, Peter? Peter, should I have let him have a little bit more? Sit down. Sit down.
Just because of the attack of fake news and attacking our network, I just want to ask you, sir.
I'm changing it from fake news, though.
Doesn't that undermine?
Very fake news.
I know, but.
Okay. Now, folks, this is a gem. The guy who's standing up, and I expect to see him wetting his pants at any moment, is Alex Acosta. A CNN reporter. He's holding his CNN microphone. If he was smart, he'd cover that CNN part up with his lapels. But listen to him. He's stuttering as he tries to confront Donald Trump because his job's on the line. Remember, that guy back at CNN headquarters, the bazillionaire, who's the guy who owns CNN? Is it Zucker or someone like that? I forget who it is. But he knows he's got to go back and answer to this guy. He was sent out to take on Donald Trump. And listen to him fail. Donald Trump just announced it's not, what did he say? It's not fake news. It's very fake news. He's got a new name for it.
Aren't you?
Go ahead.
And by the way, you know you've won when even your enemies are laughing.
Real news, Mr. President. Real news.
And you're not related to our new...
I am not related, sir, no. I do like the sound of Secretary Acosta, I must say.
You know, I looked at that name. I said, wait a minute. Is there any relation there, Alex Acosta?
I'm sure.
We've got a new Secretary of Labor whose name is also Acosta.
You check that out, sir.
No, I checked it. They said, no, sir. I said, do me a favor. Go back and check the family tree.
Okay. But aren't you concerned, sir, that you are undermining the people's faith in the First Amendment, freedom of the press, the press in this country, when you call stories you don't like fake news? Why not just say it's a story I don't like?
I do that.
When you call it fake news, you're undermining confidence in our news media.
Here's the thing.
Isn't that important?
I understand what you... And you're right about that, except this. See, I know when I should get good and when I should get bad. And sometimes I'll say, wow, that's going to be a great story, and I'll get killed. I know what's good and bad. I'd be a pretty good reporter, not as good as you. But I know what's good. I know what's bad. And when they change it and make it really bad, something that should be positive.
I'll pause it here. But, folks, this is over 1 hour seminar, a 1 hour drubbing of the media along the lines you just heard. And the let's go to some callers. And I'm getting a message here that Time Warner now owns CNN. Let's go to Bill in Wisconsin. Bill, you're on the air.
Yeah, James and George, Donald was very, very good today. Every day you cover what Donald Trump does, but yeah, yesterday you really didn't. What went on yesterday?
Oh, I've missed. I only pick. I can't possibly cover everything he does.
What did he do yesterday?
Well, he's probably referring. Well, just tell me the story you want to do. This isn't a quiz show.
Well,
are you referring to the Netanyahu meeting with Netanyahu?
Yeah. Bibi was in town, but you didn't
say a word
about it.
I cover maybe 25% of what he does in one day. But go ahead. Are you irate
about
this?
Don't you think that's significant?
No, I don't think. Of course, that's significant.
Okay.
Of course, that was a significant. Every single thing.
I want you to cover the news as well,
Bill,
as Donald does.
I have asked you over and over again. Okay, please.
I'm not looking for a fight. All I'm saying is,
yes, you are, Bill. Yes, you are.
If you're going to be covering what Donald does, and you do 90%, very, very good job. But yesterday was something very
significant. Bill, I'll tell you how to do it. Bill, I'll give you the solution.
Those of us that believe in America first, okay,
Bill,
it was very significant.
Bill, I don't know how you're. Bill, I don't know how you're fixed. Bill, do you listen on the other end of your phone here when you're talking? It's two people here, Bill. Stay tuned.
Oh, you usually cut me off.
No, stay tuned. Don't just talk right over me. I'll be right back with you after this break.
Can't keep my eyes from the circling skies. Tongue tied and twisted, just an earthbound. This is my brain.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And I'm having a sword fight here with Bill in Wisconsin. Bill, are you there?
Sure, I'm here.
Okay, all right, now. Now, Bill, by the way, the impersonations you do of Vladimir Putin are wonderful. And, you know, the audience misses those. So and there's great Russian news today. Did you see what Donald Trump said about Russia today in his press conference?
Yeah, he wasn't happy about the ship and about the missile. But he also said, you know,
yes,
I have nothing to do with Putin and with Russia. I don't know anybody.
Yeah, more importantly, here's what he said. You're accusing me of missing, like I'm missing the important stuff. And, you know, come on. Look, Bill.
Now, well, yesterday. I'm not saying every
I didn't
day.
Miss the point. Benjamin
I'm
Netanyahu. The universe does not revolve around BB Netanyahu. I don't consider him a really
important person. I'm surprised to hear you say that, okay, because he believes it does. And
why?
They certainly
yes, he does.
Have a tremendous impact on our foreign policy, on our Congress.
Okay. Now, hang on, Bill. Bibi Netanyahu and his wife sitting in the Oval Office with Donald Trump and Melania exchanging pleasantries, which is all they were doing, is not very newsworthy, okay? That really isn't very hard news. The only little tidbit in there that I thought was pretty newsworthy was that Donald Trump told Bibi to knock off the settlements, okay? That's pretty darn good. Okay.
Yeah, now, but then Beebe says.
Now, but I want to give you the answer.
Jared Kushner. Yeah, what do you think, Jared, about all this?
Hang on, Bill.
The guy that's running things in the White House?
There we go. Jared Kushner's running the White House. Right. You believe that, Bill? Do you really believe that?
I said,
what are you
I
smoking?
Hope he isn't.
What are you smoking? Okay, now, let me answer you. If you want me to cover every story and you want not nitpick because some story you wanted covered wasn't covered, here's how you can do it. Send in a bunch of money to RBN and to this show, and I'll take on a second hour, okay? You can have it all, and I'll let you have a good chunk of the time, too, all right? You know, make a contribution to the show, and, you know, we'll cover more stories, all right? But now, let me just make another big point. I don't want to take the whole this is a waste of time, Bill. When I argue with you over your negative comments about Trump, it's a waste of time. And we really will have to not take your calls. If you're going to insist every time you call, all I have to say is something bad about Donald Trump or something nefarious that you missed, okay? That's you're wasting the audience's time. A lot of great things happened today. And I do my best to cover them quickly. And,
well, I'll
and
say this, James. There's a lot of nights that, you know, things are wasted. Callers are on the line, and they don't get on. Okay? And it's not go from Wisconsin.
Bill, take an Alka-Seltzer and call me back when you feel better. Okay? Thanks for the call. Okay. And, folks, that's where it's going to go there. If Bill, I've given him chance after chance to redeem himself. And this is a short show, and so much. Yeah,
James, it is instructive. The fellow who had called us some months ago, he's called three or four times because he's very unhappy about the plight of the American Indian, if you will. And I didn't think that's a bad thing, but you know, the plight of the American Indian in America, that's a big enough subject that we won't be able to talk about it in the context of our show.
Exactly.
And the other feeling is, if you want to make an impact, you already said the right thing. You got to get a show. Costs money. Takes a lot of time. But we have some dedication. And, you know, this show did not just sort of appear out of nowhere. And there's a whole lot of people put a whole lot of time and effort into getting us on the air. So if it's really preaching, you have to get your own show.
Well, I'm not even urging him to get his own show. I can take a second hour. If he wants me to cover every story, I'll take a second hour. You pay for it, Bill. I'll cover it. Or help pay for it. I'm paying for this show.
I'll go for that. James, is that we have a couple callers with big ticket item agendas that aren't really.
Let me round out the thought. Bill in Wisconsin, you know who pays for this show, Bill? I do. And I'll bet you have a bigger income than I do. I'm sure of it. So I'm a low income guy, and I pay for this show out of my pocket. Okay? Some people help. So don't nitpick me, Bill. Okay, you're rubbing me the wrong way. And here's what you're missing, Bill. The best thing that's ever happened to any of us just happened, and you're still a sourpuss. What's wrong with that picture? Got a break, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, folks, another hard-hitting Trump phenomenon show. I don't want to spend too much. I'm not going to dwell on it. But, Bill, this is addressed to you out there in Wisconsin. Just for you, sir. I looked back to see the story I didn't cover. I didn't want to cover it. Okay. Readout of the vice president's meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Okay. All right. I don't have time to read the whole thing. Snooze, Bill. It's a snooze. This morning, Vice President Mike Pence hosted Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for breakfast at the vice president's residence at the Naval Observatory. The leaders reaffirmed the special relationship between the United States and Israel. That's news? That's been going on every day since I was born in 1948. Every day. And underscored the unbreakable bond between our two countries. Snooze. The vice president reiterated the United States' unwavering commitment to Israel's security. That's news? Pledged to work with Prime Minister Netanyahu to address the shared challenges. That's news? Including threats posed by Iran, ISIS, and other radical Islamic terrorists. That's news? They discuss ways the U.S. and Israel can work more closely together on critical issues, such as cybersecurity and energy. That's not news, Bill. We didn't miss anything exciting there. That's not news. That's a snooze. And that was just a public relations meeting of the wives and the tea and smiling and the cameras clicking. That's all that happened there. Let's go to, go ahead, George.
No, it's your, all yours, James.
Okay, let's go. I'm pleased with this. CH calling from, now I know to read it rightly, from Lower Alabama. Hi, CH.
Hey, James, how are you all this evening? How is George and your other buddy there? Y'all doing okay?
We're doing good, Lower Alabama. Let us have it.
Good. I believe you were very even-handed with that last gentleman. You could have rough-handled him a lot greater. And I appreciate your finesse and your care when you treat these callers that are a little off base, because you're not going to get flies with vinegar. And this fellow's going to come on board, and he needs to realize, in my humble opinion, that we did not step into this deep hole of Zionism overnight. And it takes time to turn an aircraft carrier around, and he's got to be a little patient with President Trump. I'll try and be very quick here. I'm only going to cover three real quick subjects tonight to let others on. As you all know, we are in a deep spiritual battle, and it's raging. President Trump is at the front lines in the very physical, showing the symptoms of this invisible underlying spiritual conflict. I myself am engaged at a much more subtle level, being a lyricist with a rock group, and all my lyrics point back to scripture. I have not had a chance to email you, James, and give you my YouTube channel so you can go and check out what it's all about. I'll give you a title of a song. You can start page search, and it will come up to give you an idea of what I'm trying to do over here.
Yeah, give me the title, please.
Excuse me?
Give me that title right here in the air, please.
Yeah, the title of the song is A Million Miles Away. Please recognize these are not finished tracks. They are demos. My son, whom I stopped my career because I did not have a CD out at that time, or he would have been homeschooled on a tour bus, has insisted now, as he is an audio engineer, that's my chromosomes coming out, thank you, for me to get back on the front lines in the music business. Because all the important rock lyrics point back to scripture now, and that is a fact that can be verified if one takes the time to do so. One more thing about John Stadtmiller and talking to Gerald Celente tonight. These people are so special, especially to us down here in the South, because they're cut from the same cloth. And these, I believe, they're from the same bloodlines of these Yankees on Concord, that first kid that squeezed that first one off, et cetera, et cetera. If the British had been down here instead of up there, we'd have met them toe-to-toe, too, I have absolutely no doubt. And so I can't wait to see this press conference he did today. I know he used his bully pulpit to do the right thing and marshal the forces against this evil that we're actively engaged in battling. And,
CH, I'm looking at the video now. It's an hour and 21 minutes long, and this man stands there and takes all of them on. It is beautiful. Yes, you will enjoy it. Go ahead.
I can't wait because I know he paints them bad. I know it. I could hear tell John talking about it, and it's going to be a treat and make my day to watch this thing.
Let me give you another. Me give you another gem. Hang on, CH. I'm going to give you another gem. Here it is, right from the middle, or 50 minutes in. Here's what Donald Trump says, and the he's dealing with. The topic of the Russian story. Here he is. Takes it on head on.
But if you go, as an example, your CNN, I mean, it's story after story after story is bad. I won. And the other thing, chaos. There's zero chaos. We are running. This is a fine-tuned machine. And Reince happens to be doing a good job, but half of his job is putting out lies by the press. You know, I said to him yesterday, this whole Russia scam that you guys are building so that you don't talk about the real subject, which is illegal leaks. But I watched him yesterday working so hard.
So there he goes, nailing him. And CH, and let me mention also, I know I'm dwelling on this for Bill's sake. Bill, I'll tell you something that's interesting. Not the meeting with Netanyahu. I'm sorry to interrupt you with this thought, CH. I'll tell you something that's newsworthy that I will. I need to go listen to the whole thing. John Kerry's farewell speech to the State Department, I have been told, is a rip-snorting speech. And that was news, okay? And I will cover that, because in that speech, John Kerry says what Trump and Netanyahu can never say in a public, you know, photo op. That's all that was, a photo op. But John Kerry spoke the truth. He said Israel, as a nation, as it's conceived now, this nation state of Israel, can be it has two choices. It can be democratic and not Jewish, or it can be Jewish and not democratic. And what he's referring to, go ahead.
I just said that is an astounding statement, and I almost can't believe it coming from him. Some say something, everybody's got to take a side, and as we snowball headlong into this end of the eternity and everything, I am a Christian, I do believe we are in the end time, they're going to have to take, get on board or stay behind. And it started. Oh, wow, that's phenomenal. John Kerry said
that. John Kerry said that, yeah. And he, and I've only watched snippets of it, but he is animated. He is, you know, he is really on fire. And it's one of these things where, you know, it's a guy's last shot. It's his swan song. He's all of his accumulated anger and frustration, it's all bubbling out. And so I'll report on this John Kerry speech. That's newsworthy. Now, C.H., I interrupted your train of thought. Go ahead, please.
He's got his finger in the wind, at the very least, and he doesn't want to be left hanging, literally. Hello. So, maybe it's that. I don't know. But, boy, is that good news to know. Another couple of things I want to cover. Your Journey cover song, Don't Stop Believing. I'm a rock vocalist. I spent a lot of time in California on the left coast in that communist country. I finally had to leave once we got pregnant with my son, who's 17 now. And I am dear friends, for real, and this can all be verified if you wanted to take the time to do so, with the founding member of Journey. He's a dear friend for over 30 years. I won't mention his name. His name-dropping is stupid and rude. His younger brother plays in my band and is an excellent drummer. And I was astounded at the inauguration to see Jonathan Cain, the keyboard player for Journey, standing up there about 10 feet from President Trump. I thought I was seeing things. My God, that can't be John. That would be somebody who looks just like... No, his wife or his fiance, that's not clear to me yet, is Trump's spiritual advisor. I do not know her name, but it's a small world, is it not? And please...
That's beautiful.
Yeah, please be happy. Journey is going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this April. It's about time. And I'm going to leave you with that for tonight, and I'll try and call in once a week. Oh, Olaf, I tried to call him tonight. Now, his number is out, so I'm going to go up to the Internet up by the highway, Wi-Fi, and email him. So if anyone knows if Olaf is still active, if the Lord's taken him and had him go upstairs and lay down, I don't know yet this. But I tried to call him, and that number's discontinued. You know, Freedom, the First Freedom Press. So I'll keep you I'll keep in touch with you about that until I get some news about
George?
Him, okay?
George, have you got Olaf's number handy?
I called his number, James, but you might have a newer number. So the last issue I picked up in the convenience store was 2010 when I did call and speak to him. So that was 7 years ago.
Yeah, well, we'll get you, C.H., we're going to be talking to you a lot. We'll get you, Olaf is fine, and we'll get you his number there in Silver Hill, Alabama, Lower Alabama.
Yeah.
Well, it's an honor to have you on the show again, C.H. Thank you for calling so soon.
Yeah, I'm just one person carrying water for the Lord, and that's, you know, that's about it. Everybody's got to do their part, though, and John is something special. And if we didn't have those Yankees up there doing this, we wouldn't be sitting here talking American. We'd be talking British right now, or worse. And people need to think about it. Help John in this cause, please.
It's beautiful that the Journey is somehow connected to the Trump phenomenon. Keep us updated on that. That's amazing that you picked that out saw your friend there behind Trump. That's beautiful.
Yeah, and just don't stop believing, man. You got it going on with that bumper music.
All righty. Thank you. Everybody loves it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. So long. Let's go to Eddie in Cleveland.
How you doing? Can you hear me?
Great. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to say something. I wrote it all down. It's like seven different things. And after I finish it all up, I hang up and I'll...
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Eddie, that's five too many.
I'm going to be nice.
No.
Really quick.
You know what Donald Trump did? No. No. Eddie, ain't going to happen. Eddie, ain't going to happen. Okay, Donald Trump had it. There was one of the questioners at the press conference today said, "President, Mr. President, I got two questions." Donald Trump said, "No, you got one. Give me your best one."
I'm not giving you questions. I'm just going to say seven things. I'll take about 30 seconds to say because I've got them real down quick.
Too long, Eddie.
You can only make comments of what you want.
Eddie,
before you cut me off, I'll just say it.
No, I'm not going to cut you off, Eddie.
Okay.
Eddie, not 17.
Oh my God. Trump a bit too much. Alex Jones seems to be being too nice. And also, your one caller, Bill, you should be nice to him. I think Kushner could be Mossad. Crimea voted to get away from Russia, but Trump is attacking Putin over that, which I don't understand. And then Steve Mnuchin is in charge of the economy. And he's got direct ties to George Soros. And now we put troops in Poland, and I don't understand that with Trump. I do think Trump should move slowly, but not that darn slow. Give me your opinion on those. I think you can figure it all out.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. Well, that's pretty good. I'll pat on the head. You got seven things in nice order. So, Eddie, you did it. But now, may I ask, Eddie, can I ask you a question? Oh, he dropped. Well, see, now, here's a question that George and I have for anybody who wants to take some shots across the bow of Donald Trump. Do you understand what a miracle just happened to you? Do you understand that the best thing that ever happened to you, your children, your family, your future, just happened in Donald Trump? For somebody that doesn't appreciate what a miracle Donald Trump is, all I can say is, what are you smoking? This is the best thing that's happened to any of us. It's not even close. In fact, here's the challenge. This is the Kelso Challenge. I want somebody out there in the audience who has doubts about Donald Trump, I want you to name me one event in American political history that's more glorious and wonderful for us patriots than the election of Donald Trump. This is out of my meager resources, I'll put a $25 prize on it. If you can name one thing that's happened in your lifetime, I'm 68, so I don't care how old you are, that's more glorious and will mean more good things for us and our kids than Donald Trump's election, I'll give you $25.
Well, here's a tough one, James. Now, I'd have to go with Woodstock, man, but I still think Trump's better than Woodstock.
No, I'll make it simpler. I'll give you $20 because that's an Andrew Jackson bill, Donald Trump's favorite, one of his favorite presidents. So I'll give you $20. Just name something that's even within shouting distance of being more fantastic than Donald Trump's election. And then let's go past that to, okay, if you have some quibble about this thing or that thing or some little thing, gee whiz, we don't have enough time to marvel at the wonderful things that have happened in each day in this administration.
So, James, I do have some perspective on Bibi. The last time I saw Bibi in the United States, he was offered to address Congress and went in and gave them a lecture on Obama's watch. So I didn't see Bibi going in front of Congress and giving a lecture today.
Yes. And strategically for Donald Trump, Bill, the implication of what you're saying is that, Kelso's not he's not as tough as Bill in Wisconsin on Israel. Come on, Bill. Anybody that accuses me of not being tough on Israel is, please, you don't know me. Okay, Trump can't take on everything all at once. To have Bibi Netanyahu smiling for the cameras and saying he's feeling the love, that's very convenient right now. That helps out because Donald Trump has to build the wall. Little detail like that, he's got to bring the jobs back, and so on. Those are on the initial list. A complete revamp of the relationship with Israel, That's going to take more than the first 4 weeks. In fact, here's Donald Trump. Let's get one more little bit of Donald Trump. Why listen to Kelso? Let's listen to Trump. He says here, let's listen to him. I think I'm in the right spot here. Here we go.
When this short period of time has done what we've...
Here we go.
Confirmation three times, confirmed, did very, very well. And so, Alex, I've wished him the best. We just spoke, and he's going to be, I think he'll be a tremendous...
I have to pause right here. Donald Trump is just giving a little bit of a summary of what he's done in 4 weeks. We've got a break, and then one more segment. Maybe we can squeeze in another caller if you can get in. We'll see you after this break.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Left. And I thought that was very nice of CH in Lower Alabama to say that I was being gentlemanly with Bill in Wisconsin. I thought I was being pretty rough, and I apologize. I don't ever want to be rough with callers, but I am. I kind of jealously guard these little tiny time slots that we have. We have so little time to cover great stuff. Let me just use a minute here to let Donald Trump get in and tell us what he was doing today, which was wonderful. And I appreciate John Stettmiller called me to tell me about this great conference. And I don't think I've done a good job of covering it here. I'm pledged to do better in the future and have my spots down, as the engineers at RBN would say. Here's Donald Trump. Here's a good spot.
And then right after that, you prepare yourselves. We'll do some questions, unless you have no questions. That's always a possibility. I'm here today to update the American people on the incredible progress that has been made in the last 4 weeks since my inauguration. We have made incredible progress. I don't think there's ever been a president elected who in this short period of time has done what we've done.
Correct.
A new Rasmussen poll, in fact, because the people get it. Much of the media doesn't get it. They actually get it, but they don't write it. Let's put it that way. But a new Rasmussen poll just came out just a very short while ago, and it has our approval rating at 55%. And going up. The stock market has hit record numbers, as you know, and there has been a tremendous surge of optimism in the business world, which is, to me, means something much different than it used to.
And in the radio world. Folks, think about it. Think about your own mood and what's going on around you with your friends and the change since the days of Obama. What a change.
Or the days of Hillary Clinton. We'd be talking about a lot of different stuff if this was the fourth week of President Hillary.
Right. So I talked about this with John earlier, you know, that, you know, we don't want to be just cheerleaders for Donald Trump. But as long as he's doing what he's doing, this is the greatest miracle of our lives. And and I am waving the pom-poms. Let's see, a couple more seconds of Donald Trump.
Used to mean, oh, that's good. Now it means that's good for jobs. Very different. Plants and factories are already starting to move back into the United States, and Big League, Ford, General Motors, so many of them. I'm making this presentation directly to the American people with the media present, which is an honor to have you this morning, because many of our nation's reporters and folks will not tell you the truth.
Oh, folks. Let that sink in. That's never happened in your life. I'm reporting to you because many of the reporters will not tell you the truth. Those are words that will ring through history. No president from George Washington to the present has said that. No president has even come close. And notice he just casually, in a relaxed way, says that from the podium. These guys in front of him are in shock. And, well, we've run out of time. We'll be back tomorrow night. Be with us then on the Trump phenomenon. Thank you, George.
Rip Thank you, James. Show.
Thanks. So long.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.